Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He's better than a 230 hitter. I think he's better than a 250 hitter. But last year with the Blue Jays, I know I checked with some people, and they said, look, if you throw the ball to this position, this spot with Matt Chapman, he can hit it out of the ballpark with anybody. But once you recognize that this is the ball that he crushes and you can avoid that, you can get him out. It's what people in the business call a collision hitter, that he swings a certain way like most of the time, and if you throw it in that bat path, he's going to do some serious damage. But if you avoid that bat path, not only can you get him out, you can strike him out.
Okay. That's a terrifying comment. How much did they give Chappie? How much did they give him? What was the deal, the 1+1?
That was maybe about 20, right?
Maybe a touch less. Maybe a touch less. But
1 year, $18 million contract.
Okay. There you go. With a player opt-in.
With a 1+1, right? Yeah,
it was one of those. Yeah, but the first year is $18
million. Right.
$2 million signing bonus.
Okay. I mean, Tim Kirkjian is doing research with the Blue Jays, and that's the intel that he's getting back. And the Giants, not only did they sign this guy, it was the worst kept secret in baseball for 2.5 months. Like Bob Melvin, Matt Chapman, they want Matt Chapman. They want Matt Chapman. The only guy who didn't know they were going to sign Matt Chapman was J.D. Davis.
Yeah, boy.
Sorry.
That was awkward.
Sorry, but he was the only one who didn't know. And you bet donuts against it. But
yeah,
anyway.
Well, you had to have two of the four land.
No, it was just one.
No, it was two, I thought.
No, it was one. That's why I said
I didn't know it was one and a half, I thought.
No.
Any of the Boris four.
Although it wasn't the Boris four because we removed...
Montgomery, I think you removed and
It was Bellinger. It might have been Bellinger had already signed.
No, Bellinger was one of them, and the other one was, I think, Corbin Burns.
Yeah, whatever it was.
It was not Montgomery.
Anyway, whichever it was. Yeah, you're right. But they just had to be one. That's why once upon a time I asked you if you needed to get me donuts twice, because I won the bet twice.
Right. Not happening.
But anyway, the point is that, like, everybody knew they were dying for Matt Chapman. And I know that Bomell sees this as much more than his stats. He saw also a need for clubhouse leadership. Guys like Buster Posey and Brandon Crawford aren't here anymore. Who's going to be that veteran presence? And it was supposedly Matt Chapman. Logan Webb has shown signs through his career of also wanting to be that guy, especially as the homegrown version of it. But the offense needed an accomplished veteran clubhouse leader type. And I actually can't even speak right now to whether or not that part is going well. I don't know if that part is going well. Like, is Matt Chapman, like, is the group, do they have cohesion, Dibs? Do they have Steve Kerr's favorite word? Do they have connectivity in the clubhouse? I don't know. Certainly nothing that you can see.
Yeah, you can't see that it's not there, but I think that a lot of that is a byproduct of winning. And when you're on a trip, a 10-game road trip, and thus far you're 1-6 on the road trip, I would imagine that there weren't a barrel of laughs when you're flying from Philadelphia to Denver.
Good Lord.
After getting swept away. And, you know, the Boston to Philly trip was a brief one, but you dropped 2 of 3 against the Sox. And right now, across the board, Logan Webb, who had been, you know, he and Jordan Hicks, your best pitchers. Logan's had a couple of rough ones in a row. And Keaton Wynn couldn't get out of the first inning. Kyle Harrison's been good, not spectacular.
Getting better, like arrow up.
Yep. Snell is not available, so he's not even on the trip. And so the pitchers themselves, and you've got a series of bullpen arms who are coming and going because they're rookies who are just long guys, and Doval's back there going, hey, can we get a lead at some point? I'd like to pitch again. I mean, I pitch once a week, and then offensively, there aren't a lot of guys who are, as you would say, arrow up. Lamont's been good. Tyro's been hitting better of late, but other than that, you know, you've got guys who are struggling. So how can you be... How can there be connectivity when you've got seven of your nine hitters really struggling?
I mean, they can like each other, but fans don't give a rip if you like each other if you're not winning.
Right.
So, but I do think it can be a precursor to turning this around, right?
Yes.
Again, that, like, everything I want to say today is that I am completely, like, the word devastated is too strong because we're just talking about baseball here. But, like, my hopes and my desire to see this be different and spend money and bring my kids and the lovely Christy to the yard this year and do all of those things, like, that part of me is so disappointed. It doesn't mean that they won't win a wild card at all.
Right.
There's plenty of time on that. But it's not about that for me. It's that you're watching a baseball team that is just all too familiar. It's all too familiar. By the way, Matt Chapman, Lucas really wants this stat on the air. He tried yesterday, and we didn't get to it. So he decided to reboot it, and he wants me to say it. So Lucas, I'm going to say it, okay? Is now a good time?
Sure.
All right. Matt Chapman is second in baseball in errors.
What?
As in he has the second most errors. Right.
As in he's committed the second most errors?
Second most errors in baseball. The guy who even right
thank
even
you, Grandy.
Even if he went into a little bit of a slump, he was still a clubhouse leader, and that glove, the hot corner. And let's be real, he's had some amazing plays. You can watch him play and tell that he can play, but also the numbers are the numbers, right? This is the old Nick Bosa argument. It's like, okay, I can watch you and you can tell me that you're like amazing. But also, we'd like some output. Second most errors in baseball.
Yeah, with six. That sounds like a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's one in every six games. That works out to be about a 25-error season, 26 errors over the course of the full year, which would be too many for a guy who, you know, Gold Glover, right, in the past?
He would not be a Gold Glover.
I don't think
this
so, Mark.
If he does that.
Yeah. Only O'Neill Cruz has more errors. The young shortstop for Pittsburgh
and
with
he's
seven.
Probably not a shortstop.
Right.
There's this thing in baseball that's sort of like developed, I think starting with A-Rod. Marco Luciano is an example of one of these guys where it's like you give a guy a glove and you're like, hey, he got a pretty good glove, especially for the fact that he's 7'8".
Right.
Let's put him at short. He'll be the best player in baseball. He can hit home runs and... man, the most important defensive position on the field. He's A-Rod. And a bunch of these guys, like, can do it. They don't do it well.
Ellie De La Cruz also tied for second with six errors.
Yeah.
You got a 6'7" O'Neill Cruz and a 6'5" Ellie De La Cruz. Those are shortstops? Those are tall stops. We need to change the name of the position. Batting third and playing tall stop.
You've had some good ones today.
O'Neill Cruz.
I like
I'm trying.
I like your sound today.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good.
A little bounce in my step today. I'm feeling good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.